Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, 621. So this was the number one song on the top 500 from Rolling Stone back in 2004. They rearranged that list. It's now down to number four, which is still a pretty good showing for Minnesota's own Bob Dylan. Here on the Morning News, Steve Simpson here, and we welcome into the program, as we do every Friday at this time, the host of Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan, is with us, who was back last week for the first time in a while from her maternity leave. First time I've had a chance to talk with you. So first things first, Margaret, how's the little one?
Oh, he's doing great. He's rolling over. He's got the best smile, ear to ear. It's just great.
like a proud mom, absolutely. Well, congratulations on that. You live in Washington, obviously. What is Washington like leading up to this weekend, where I know there are some concerns about this this rally that's going to happen at the Capitol?
Oh, yeah, there is. You know, residents are being warned, and some employers in the area are saying, be careful today, Friday, be careful Monday. We don't know if these rallies that are planned and protests are legally allowed are on the weekend might blow up into something more. Of course, the fear is that you could see something like you saw on January 6th, where it becomes violent, where there is an intent and not just a protest, but rather a planned series of violent actions, as happened on January 6th. It's not at all clear if any of that will happen, but people are on edge. And so that's being watched. The rally that is being planned is to protest in support of those who stormed the Capitol back on January 6th. And that is the intent. So as you can imagine, there are a number of extremist groups who have also said they want to come in support, the Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, others.
And how many are they expecting? I know that's kind of a tricky game to play when you're predicting how many people are going to show up at something like this.
Yeah, I've seen numbers all over. I don't feel comfortable with picking one myself,
Fair enough.
Be honest with you. But,
yep.
You know, that's sort of the expectation is, you know, depending on how big this is and how controlled it could be. This is why you see Congress, for example, in their planning to sort of learn the lessons from what happened in January, meeting with Capitol Police and talking about putting back up fences, for example, things to defend the actual Capitol. Of course, lawmakers won't actually be in session, so that's very different than in January, but there is an attempt to try to contain whatever spillover there could be.
You mentioned that fencing. Is any of it back up yet or not?
Not that I have seen.
Okay.
We're told it is, you know, parts of it at least are going up.
I see. But I
haven't been to the Capitol to see it myself yet.
You said that the legislators are not going to be in the building this time. There's a lot of talk, though, about that $3.5 trillion budget proposal championed by some of the Democrats' more liberal progressive wing. But it's getting some opposition from inside the party, right? Where are they with that? And what do you think is going to happen there in the next few weeks?
Well, those are the questions I'm going to put to one of our key guests, Senator Bernie Sanders, who's head of the Budget Committee, meaning a very key part of figuring out how to pay for all of the things in the spending package that President Biden is trying to push through on infrastructure. So we want to talk to Senator Sanders about that. You know, we also have on the calendar some real deadlines as we look towards the end of the year. September 30th, beginning of October, you have also the debt ceiling needing to be raised. You know, you have a time clock ticking down to potential government shutdown. So there are a number of things that are on the calendar that we're going to talk through with Senator Sanders.
Again, Margaret Brennan is with us from Face the Nation here on WCCO Radio. I also see you're going to have on one of my favorite guests that you've had on over the last 18, 19 months, former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb, as we have a big meeting today with the FDA concerning the booster shots. And there's a lot of, I would call it a communication issue with those of us out here just trying to figure out what we are supposed to do and what will be helpful. And he's always good at kind of clearing some of that stuff up.
He is, and that's why I'm such a big fan and that we've had him on, because he's good at cutting through some of these communication issues that troubled the Trump administration and now continue to cause problems for the Biden administration, exactly giving people clear advice. And some of that is because some of this is still being negotiated and debated within the health agencies, as you mentioned, the FDA today, an advisory panel, they're debating and discussing what a booster shot should look like with the Pfizer dosage. You know, in Israel, which is a country that's, you know, moved very quickly into the booster space and kind of a test case for the rest of the world, they have been rolling out a third dose spaced out after your second months later to try to boost the efficacy of the vaccine, because they have seen over time, over 6 months time specifically, the benefits wane a bit. So you might need a third dose. And the argument is over the duration of time. Is it 5 months? Is it 8 months later? And the specifics. So we'll see what this independent panel decides on Friday and when this might get cleared. It could be as soon as September 20th. That's the date that is on the calendar.
We will be watching on Sunday morning, 9:30 on WCCO television this Sunday with Margaret Brennan, the host of Face the Nation. Margaret, thanks a lot, as always, and we will speak with you next week.
Thank you.
All right, take care. It's 6:27 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm Steve Simpson. Again, taking your texts on any damage you might see out there from the storms that rolled in overnight, 651-461-9226. Time for some...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.